Welcome to Moms Making Money, a membership-driven organization that helps moms successfully work from home by increasing their profits by up to 70% within a few months. You can find out more at our website, www.momsmakingmoney.org. Members, don't forget this month's teleclass is with Carol Hodges, From Worry to Wisdom. Explore the ways anger, crisis, frustration, depression, and disillusion can lead to a better understanding of yourself and your business. Learn how to accept every event as a lesson, and you'll gain the wisdom that pushes your business to the next level. Just log into the member section of Moms Making Money and learn how you can turn your worries into wisdom. If you would like to become a member, just go to www.momsmakingmoney.org and click on Join. Also, we love to hear your comments. Please call our listener line at 206-337-1077, and we'll post them to our podcast. Hi, this is Vivian Judah Frankel, co-founder of Moms Making Money. Today's blog is called, Are We Laughing to Keep from Crying, or Are We Truly Funny? Well, it's the new year, and one of my New Year's resolutions is to blog more regularly. I won't lie to you, it may go the way of I'm going to lose 25 pounds, exercise more, and be more attentive to my husband and home. Perhaps when the kids go to college, those resolutions really will become realities. But without goals, where would we be? Anyway, you're probably wondering what this has to do with my title. Are we funny? Well, the answer is nothing really. So let me move on to the real point of this installment. My husband is a journalist. The other night we were brainstorming different ideas for him to write about. He's always dabbled in comedy, so we were discussing funny ideas that can be turned into short videos, a script, a book, a different format from what he normally writes in. He wanted something that was family-friendly, something for adults that involved kids. Of course, I thought of several of my experiences as a work-at-home mom, and I think they're pretty funny. The one that always comes to mind is the time that I had to meet an event manager at a fancy Beverly Hills hotel for one of our conferences. Now, let me tell you, this was a 10-minute meeting. I was just meeting him to go over a finalized room layout for the conference. I didn't want to get a babysitter for a 10-minute meeting. It just didn't seem to make sense. And I couldn't find anybody who could just watch him for an hour, you know, while I drove there and back. So to me, I had to take him with. So there I am, all dressed up in my best business casual, a big thing for me nowadays, and I had my 2-year-old in tow. I was standing in the middle of this dead quiet lobby with a few business people, the beautiful trees, a fountain, and a gorgeous marble floor. And there I am, dumping Cheerios on the stroller, hoping that that would keep my son quiet for the few minutes I needed to talk to this guy. Sure enough, my son was not going to cooperate and starts throwing Cheerios all over the floor and screaming to get out of the stroller, which of course is echoing because of this big, beautiful marble floor. I frantically start picking up the Cheerios off the floor and trying to keep my son quiet by throwing his juice at him, his toys, whatever I can find. Right at the moment I'm crawling all over the floor, the manager walks in. On one level, it's no big deal what he thinks of me. I'm the client. I am paying for his services. It's none of his business how my business is conducted. On the other hand, you still want to look professional and like things are under control. He, of course, says not to worry about it and will send in a cleaning person to pick up all the Cheerios. I, of course, am still completely compelled to clean them up. I did eventually leave them. We then went on to quickly conduct our business, and I beat a hasty retreat out of there. Another story I love is when I was talking to another work-at-home mom on the phone. She was telling me how great her day was going. Her son was being very cooperative and playing nicely while she got a ton of work done. Next thing I know, she's screaming. She smelled smoke and realized there was something in the oven she completely forgot about. So much for her perfect day. She jumped off the phone to put out that fire. Literally. Anyway, as a work-at-home mom, there are times where I need to do business that is not necessarily conducive to family life. As I mentioned, my meeting was a 10-minute meeting and not worth me trying to find a babysitter, so I had to take my toddler along. Since my business is all about being a mom and working, I do feel a license to occasionally take him, which I still believe, but it doesn't mean it's always going to go well or smoothly. Even though these incidents, and I do have many stories that take place at my home while I'm on the phone, can be annoying and difficult, I tend to look at them in a humorous light, assume that there will be others, and move on. What's my alternative? To cry and give it all up? Anyway, I'd love to hear stories from other moms of situations that you've been in that later struck you as funny or just one of the calamities of being a work-at-home mom. Call our podcast line at 206-337-1077, and I'll get them up and posted for other people to listen to. We all need to hear other people's stories. It makes us feel better. By the way, my husband thought about writing about work-at-home moms was a dumb idea. Just goes to show you what he knows. Anyway, until next time, have a good day.